This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. It appears to be a done deal. President Donald Trump's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, is expected to be confirmed to the lifetime appointment Saturday. As AP's Warren Levinson reports, three key senators, including Maine Republican Susan Collins, said Friday they would vote for Kavanaugh despite allegations of sexual assault.
The Maine Republican says Judge Kavanaugh has piled up an impressive record on the D.C. Circuit Court. She had said she would not vote for someone committed to overturning Roe v. Wade and believes he would not. But while she said she was sympathetic to Christine Blasey Ford's testimony that Kavanaugh tried to force himself on her when they were teenagers, she did not believe the charges.
The allegations failed to meet the more likely than not standard.
Ford's testimony was compelling, Collins said, adding, I believe her, but without witnesses who would corroborate her account, she said, she'll vote yes. I'm Warren Levinson.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee awarded this year's Peace Prize to two people who worked to prevent the use of rape and sexual violence as a weapon of war. Mia Warmersley of Reuters reports.
Congolese doctor Dennis Mukwege has treated victims in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Yazidi human rights activist Nadia Murad was enslaved and raped by Islamic State fighters in Iraq in 2014.
Each of them, in their own way, has helped to give greater visibility to wartime sexual violence so that the perpetrators can be held accountable for their actions.
Dr. Mukwege leads the Panzai Hospital in the eastern city of Bukavu. Murad is an advocate for the Yazidi minority in Iraq and for refugee and women's rights in general.
Reuters reporter Mia Warmersley. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.